Joining me live in studio now is Senator Dan Dockstader this morning. Senator, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning, Duke. Appreciate the opportunity. I saw all my comrades out there taking on these questions, so I thought I'd be fair and do that as well, too.
Yeah, we running unopposed this year, so didn't really have a need to do the forum, but we still wanted to give you the chance to answer some of these questions. So, and just kind of preview what's going on with the state of Wyoming. You know, so a lot of these questions most all of them were pre-submitted for these forums from listeners and viewers of SVI Media. And a lot of them had to do with stances on economic issues and taxes and COVID, of course. So
we'll just
start right into it with some of those. And you've talked in depth with us before on budget cuts, but one of the questions was surrounding budget cuts and what's up coming for the state and how those are going to take place.
Actually, we've already started to talk about those. The Appropriations Committee is meeting on those actually in the next week or so. But just in this past week, I pulled together some of the key leaders in the Senate, the Appropriations Committee, the leadership, and I said, listen, I don't want to go into January with a situation where what are we going to do? Let's lay some groundwork now. We are already starting to do that by Zoom. We're going to get together in some in-person six-foot meetings and talk this out, because I don't want to go into a situation where we have to say, oh, we have to cut this and this and this in January. Governor's doing that. His budget's coming out, but also the legislature has a very big part in what the governor does or does not do, because we can either accept it or reject it. He can come back and try to override it, or he can come back and try to line item veto what we have rejected, and we can override that. And I've seen that happen in my years in the legislature, where the governor will do one thing, the legislature will do another, and it's kind of a power play in the final moments there, but we can override his decision with a majority vote in the Senate.
So you mentioned the governor already working on calling for these cuts to take place. Where do you see the cuts happening moving forward? Is it going to be a 10, 20, 30% across the board thing, or will it be more
in depth? Yeah, initial will be 10 to 20%, but we haven't had a chance to go through, and that's what the appropriations does. It actually goes through and chooses specifically each state agency comes, and it's a laborious process. If you have to watch appropriations, and I've done two runs on appropriations, it's not for the faint of heart, because you have to sit there hour upon hour and dissect what each agency is doing. And the agents will say, well, we can cut this and this and this. But a very savvy group of appropriation members can step in and say, why don't you cut this and this and this as well? And there's some squirming in the seats, but they can do that. They can actually tell an agency what they can and cannot have. And I suspect that'll be a big part of the budgeting process in January. You'll start to see the first preview of that with the Appropriations Committee meeting coming up.
Senator Dockstader with us this morning, answering some of these same questions that were submitted by our listeners for the forums airing on SVI this week. Another question also surrounding the budget, right here in western Wyoming, but also across the state. Of course, potential budget crisis with coal and power. What's the update there, and what are some of the solutions being worked on to keep coal a viable part of the local and Wyoming economy?
Here's the thing. And I have some concerns that we have those in the legislative body who are not standing up as strong as they need to for our mineral industry. We're too quick to reach out and say, well, can we add this tax, or can we add this business incentive program? Can we do this business development program? And what we should be doing is protecting that which we already have. I take, for example, let's take you back into the 1980s. Let's go back to when we lost our timber industry in Star Valley and in Lincoln County and in Afton. Jerry Harmon, our commissioner, was a big part of that. He watched it unravel as he watched timber sale after timber sale get canceled, and eventually we had to lay people off. At one point, I think it was Jerry told me, we're between 400, 700, somewhere in there at the peak of the industry. We were employing people at the mill here in Afton and out on the forest. And I wonder what would have happened if we would have really stood up at that time and said to the Bridger Teton and to those who are making decisions from outside of here, no, that's our industry. That's what we stand for. And that's what we're doing now with Lincoln County Coal. I cannot tell you the number of trips I have made with the Lincoln County Commission to Cheyenne. I've made trips to D.C. on this, where we have said to our D.C. delegation, we've got to have your help, and we do. We have Cheney, Barrasso's, and Enzi's help on this. One morning, the commissioners called, and I'd made a quick trip home on a Saturday afternoon during the legislative session, and the commissioner says, Liz Cheney will give us some time at 9 o'clock in the morning in Casper. I just got home, rested a little bit, had a dinner with my wife, got up at 2 in the morning, went back to Casper to meet with Liz Cheney because she was said she was willing to help. Now, in the meantime, we've run legislation. We've run legislation that says at one point the coal mine was very profitable. It is now, but COVID shut a lot of that down. And said, we can continue to be profitable for 20 years. I ran legislation that says we're going to move the road. And we put together the funding to do that to keep the Kemmer coal mine in operation for another 20 years. We did that. And then most recently, and it's going through the Public Service Commission now, I ran a piece of legislation that says, to those with the power plants across Wyoming, don't close it, sell it. That didn't go over well with those who currently have the power plants. So I put that together and had the county commissioners announce it at their major meeting in Cheyenne, and that was on a Friday night. We announced the legislation. A lot of work went into that big, thick bill, and Friday night we introduced it onto the Senate floor and into the legislative process. It was a Friday night. I came walking back past the president's office, and he says, now you've done it. I said, what? He says, the corporate folks fired up the jet. They want to come out and visit with us Monday morning about your bill. And we visited and visited, and now it's in front of the Public Service Commission because it passed the House, it passed the Senate, the governor signed it, and now it's in front of the Public Service Commission revising and looking at and seeing, can we actually do this? And in the meetings I've been in, yeah, that can be part of the discussion. Now we have to find those who are viable, who are actually serious about doing that. I've been with the commissioners. We've entertained people and gone through the questioning process, and we're looking at trying to get that done while the Public Service Commission finalizes that legislation. Not easy to pass a bill. You can get it through the legislative process, but you have to have the Public Service Commission in there too.
Senator Dockstetter with us this morning answering some of our forum questions. And another question that was submitted on the lines of the economy. Of course, there's a big push to diversify the economy, both in Lincoln County and across the state. Yeah, what do you think of that push, and how do you see that happening?
Nothing compares to the mineral money that we have. So what's that old Texas coach? Stick with the one who brung you to the dance. Who is that? And that's what I'm doing. I'm sticking with the one who brung us to the dance, because that's what pays the bills. That's employs people with serious jobs. We see it in our own Simplot mine here. Those are the serious jobs. Those are the people who can reach out and buy a pickup truck at the dealership. They can do so many different things. If we diversify and we go out to some of these other things, those will be, in my opinion, low-paying jobs, unless we find something that's very tech-oriented, but that's a tough deal. And we've been doing that. We've had business meetings with some very big companies in Alpine. They've flown their jets into the Alpine airport there. We've had those meetings. The governor's come out. While we're doing that, we're still trying to diversify, but at the same time, I'm not ready to back away from our minerals. Once we back away from those minerals, we won't have anything comparable. Look around you. Etna Elementary School, Thane Elementary School, Afton Elementary School. What built those buildings? That was coal. That was Wyoming coal that put those buildings up in Star Valley. Nothing else can compare to the mineral industry as far as support for Wyoming. So don't be so quick to shy away from it, and don't be embarrassed about it, because the fight will be bitter. I was called in front of an environmental group there asking questions of those running for office, and they said, well, how can you do this? How can you stand with minerals when it changes our environment and all of that? I said, how can you throw your neighbors, how can you throw your Wyoming neighbors and your Lincoln County neighbors under the bus so quickly? This is a transition period. Stand with your neighbors. Let's try to do this in a transitional period and in a way that we might develop some new technology that allows us to continue use of those minerals. Don't be so quick to throw your neighbor under the bus.
Senator, you referenced this a few moments ago, but a couple questions coming in on taxes. As the state continues to try and find ways to increase revenues, taxes keeps coming up. What's thoughts on the conversation to increase taxes? Even it keeps coming up every year, the state income tax.
Have we thoroughly exhausted all of our cuts? We won't know that until January. Government doesn't exist because government doesn't have the ability to generate money unless they reach into your pocket. So you got to be really careful about stepping into the world of new taxes until you've thoroughly gone over your own home-based budget first. Don't be so quick to talk taxes.
One question specifically on the tax that came in was the sixth penny tax. That was, of course, on the Lincoln County ballot last year and failed.
Never has been supported in Lincoln County. Don't think it will be in the future. What we have to do is turn around and build that mineral base back up in Lincoln County. I asked for some of the numbers from the Lincoln County Treasurer, and said, what do we lose in terms of our schools, our municipalities, if we lose that mineral base in South Lincoln County? Thousands and thousands of dollars. To a small town like Opal or LaBarge, a few thousand, 10,000. You start into the ranch and Alpine and Afton, that's a serious hit to their economy. So don't be so quick. I ask people to stand up and support the mineral economy of Lincoln County and Wyoming. Don't be shy. It's not going to be pretty, not going to be easy, but it's a fight I'm into, and I've spent a lot of time crisscrossing the state doing it and traveling to Washington, D.C. on my own time and dime trying to make it work.
Senator Dockstader with us this morning answering a series of forum questions that we've been asking candidates this week on SBI. Switching gears a little, Senator, one listener submitted this question regarding COVID-19 as we get ready to open schools and sports are canceling in the college level. But how do you think Wyoming has handled COVID-19 so far, and how would you like to see it handled moving forward?
For the schools, I commend Matt Erickson and his management team for putting together a way for us to go back into the schools. That's what we need to do. And early on, as we started in with COVID-19, it was a little scary at first. Those first few weeks, what do we got here? Everybody was laying low and saying, what is this? We can't see it, can't taste it, can't touch it, but it's changing our lives. And as we got further on, a group of, I called my old senior senators, we spent a lot of time talking to each other. I said, let's put together the basics of a plan that says we kind of reopen this way. And I say that cautiously because we technically didn't close anywhere near what the other states, how they closed, but we still had restrictions. And so we offered that plan. That plan was accepted, and we, in my opinion, opened up earlier than what we would have. But at the same time, legislation, myself and others, we've submitted proposals that keeps the elected official involved directly in the discussion of what we close, what we restrict, what we shut down. That has to be a part of the discussion because the United States is based on an open economy. And if you shut it down, it's not the same country that we had before.
Senator, each of the candidates in the forums were given a chance to do a closing statement. I guess maybe we'll offer you the same opportunity just as you look ahead to Wyoming and some of the things that are being worked on right now. What's your optimism level, I guess? Maybe just closing comments here.
It's very difficult. Those of you who can remember the Great Recession of 2008, if you don't remember, that worries me because then you probably weren't a small business and experienced what I did. Now we have COVID-19, which is just as difficult. I would suggest that I would advise, we are going to get through this. It's not going to be easy, not going to be a path that we'll remember. When it's over, we'll remember this and we'll share stories with our kids. But I remain optimistic that we'll do it. I remain optimistic that we're going to work hard to save the mineral industry of Wyoming. And as far as what I do, I remain just as committed as ever. I have traveled this state consistently. We're out a truck every 2 years, making sure that I'm in meetings prior to COVID. I'm hoping to get this whole COVID thing over because I like to meet with people face-to-face to take on issues. But I remain optimistic we're going to get through it. And I remain optimistic that Wyoming will be the state that we once knew, kind of a strong, independent spirit. And I hope to be a part of all that. And I'm working with the right team of, I call it the old guide senators over in Wyoming. And we're going to make this work. As a closing statement, I'm giving my life to it, will continue to give my life to it. I appreciate my wife's support because she gives me free rein to be gone a lot, and I am gone a lot. As you know, I leave you with the job quite a bit. There you go.
Senator, thanks so much for your time. That's Senator Dan Dockstader this morning. Again, these SBI media forums will continue airing each night this week. Last night, Senate District 14 that can still be viewed on SBI. Tonight, House District 18 at 6 o'clock. And tomorrow, House District 21 at 6 o'clock and Lincoln County Commission on Friday evening. Watch at SBINews.com or on the live stream channel on SBI Media.